George Price last saw Senator Edward Kennedy 2 years ago at a press conference. Kennedy had come to the National Seashore to lend support for land acquisition to enlarge the park. Price was grateful, as always, for Kennedy's help. He was delighted to hear him deliver the message with even more passion than usual.
I think he kind of went off script and talked about the, as he said, the men and women of the National Park Service. And then he basically expressed in very eloquent terms what national parks mean to this country and how fortunate we were to have them actually here in Massachusetts and particularly at the seashore. So to have someone, I think, spontaneously really speak from the heart, you could really tell that there was a personal bond that he had and an understanding of what the national park system is about.
Price knew Kennedy for nearly 30 years. He gave the senator a guided tour of exhibits at the Parks Department site at the Mills in Lowell in 1980. He came to know that Kennedy had a personal as well as a political commitment to the parks. Price witnessed this devotion when the senator brought his nieces and nephews on a tour of Boston Harbor.
And when I was the superintendent of the Boston Harbor Islands, he brought them all out on a field trip to Little Brewster, which is Boston Light and Boston Harbor. And then when I saw him on other occasions, he brought up stories of taking his extended family to some of the battlefield sites around Washington, D.C.
Price oversees all 44,000 acres of the National Seashore on the Outer Cape. The park includes 6 lifeguarded beaches, 17 miles of roads, trails, and bike trails, and 2 visitor centers. None of this would exist, Price said, were it not for the work of the Kennedy family and in particular of the senator himself.
I think when he's been out here, he certainly has expressed he and his family and obviously his brother's desire to protect the landscape of Cape Cod, because we can only imagine what it would have been like if it wasn't protected. This would be the Jersey Shore, which I'm from Jersey, and I know what it turned into.
Kennedy and his staff had been working to raise money to buy a campground in Truro to add to the holdings of the National Seashore. They had also been collaborating with the Parks Department to restore Wellfleet's Herring River. For WCAI, I'm Kathy Corman in Wellfleet.